This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
My good buddy Josh, who's playing at MVP level, and I think I've told him every year he comes to my flag football event, you know, he's going to win MVP in this league. I mean, he's that talented. He's an incredible player. But if you watched him last night, you know, number one, he slid a couple times, which is smart. Number two, it's just like with Jaden. Winning football is playing from the pocket. And then when it breaks down, every now and then you got to make a few plays outside, off schedule. And Josh has been a master at that for the last few years.
Aaron Rodgers on Josh Allen.
All right, Aaron, the first thing we mentioned about him being an MVP level player right now is that he slid.
Hey, I noticed.
Right, fine.
I noticed that he slid. I thought it was a good moment in the game on Monday night. Jeremy and Joe, all right, I've got a Let's Get Stupid for you in a minute. But first, like, listening to Rodgers there talk about Allen versus Jaden Daniels and, you know, when plays break down and all this, like the level that Allen's playing at, pretty great. It's you know, we watched it on Monday night. He's at the top of his game. The command of the offense is just off the charts. So Baltimore next. The Ravens have given up more explosive pass plays than any other team.
Yeah.
So I fully expect the Bills to have some explosive pass plays.
And they have this weird thing that I still ask Sal about. Like, he didn't have a great answer, Corey, because I don't know if there is one. I don't think there is. I don't have one. Why do they always give up big leads?
The Ravens.
Why? They're good running. Their defense is supposed to be great. And they blew a 10-point lead to the Raiders at home.
They almost lost to the Cowboys.
They almost lost up 22 to the Cowboys. They already had the most blown double-digit leads in the league the last couple years. Keep in mind, part of that probably is a little bit that they have the lead a lot, right? The Raiders would never lead the league in that stat because they never have double-digit leads.
But, I mean, the Bills had the lead a lot. When's their last blown double-digit lead?
Okay, right, so it would be them compared to the other good teams.
Yeah, is the Bills' last blown double-digit lead, like, is it the Minnesota game?
Was that even double-digit?
I don't know. The Ravens do it enough where it's a thing, and I can't even think of when the Bills blew a double-digit. I mean, the Houston playoff game, they blew a double-digit lead.
Yeah, but that's 5 years ago, though.
Yeah.
So why the Bills did it to them 2 years ago? Why do they do it? They just turned off do they try to control the clock? That's what Sal's point was.
Yeah.
Maybe that is it. Maybe they tried to bleed the clock. They get too cute with it, and they let teams back in by playing conservative. I don't know.
Yeah. 803-0550. The Bills are underdogs in this game, which is kind of fun.
2.5 points, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you bet the Bills in this game?
I would bet the Bills outright in this game. I mean,
yeah.
I don't have to bet it. I think the Bills are going to win.
Dude, you've been on this about the defensive line, especially. If the Ravens' offensive line is banged up and already isn't that good, Lamar can run, which makes that different than if Tua was back there or if even Lawrence was back there. But, I mean, aren't they going to be in his face all night?
Yeah.
Like, all night, I think the Bills are going to be beating that offensive line.
Look what they did to Trevor Lawrence. I mean, he was seeing ghosts. And Yeah. I mean, I think the Bills are going to win. All right, you want to Let's Get Stupid?
Yeah, what do we got?
All right. Let's Get Stupid. The idea is it's an MVP game, right?
Okay.
There's Rodgers talking about it. Josh Allen's this year's MVP. Lamar's last year's MVP. This is from the same... I'm going to go on a tangent here, Joe. I have this idea that Best Picture...
Uh-huh.
Should not be a yearly award, but it should be something that's always like it's a it's a title. It's a belt. What's the best picture? Like Titanic. And nothing's a better picture until something beats that best picture. I don't want one every year. I want to know what's the best picture. I want to do this with MVP too. MVP is no longer a yearly award. It's now a title. And
it's a belt like in the WWE.
Yes, it's a belt.
Because in the WWE, like you just have the belt until someone takes it.
Someone beats you, and then that guy's the MVP.
So you could have it for a day, or you could have it for a year.
Now, this is imperfect because the Ravens lost to the Chiefs. Would that mean Mahomes gets it back? I don't want it to move all the time, every day.
Yeah.
But how could we do it? Let's get stupid. How can we make it where the MVP is not a yearly award, but it's a title?
Do it like the offensive and defensive players of the week. If you had a good performance that week, you get put into like a group, and that group gets selected.
I don't want a weekly. I want it to have the credibility of Sidney Crosby is the MVP of the NHL for 6 years and 4 months until everyone decides, you know what? I think we're going to give it to somebody else now.
So you would have to have, on some regularity, people together that you trust enough to not just willy-nilly, like, oh, let's just give it to this guy now. Right. Let's give it to this guy. But you'd have to have them vote on it every once in a while. So, month?
I'm looking for anything where an actual trophy or think about the Masters with a green jacket. Or the Tour de France where the leader has a yellow jersey. What I want is the Bills to beat the Ravens and Lamar to have to give Allen the MVP.
Belt. Right.
That's how do we get to that?
What if there's a level of, requirements, right?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You have to have a certain amount of weeks of a peak performance, and so you don't have just one guy going off 1 week and then being like, yeah, that's the MVP of the week. Because then that's what it turns into, is an MVP of the week.
Right. I don't want it to just change hands on one bad week. But if the Bills are 4-0 and the Ravens are 1-3, the claws kicked in. He's got to give it up.
Here's what you can do. We'll make you the head of a committee that votes on who this is going to be, and you decide when we're calling a meeting. There's nothing on the books, but Allen had his first 3 weeks. If he goes out maybe after beating the Jaguars, you call a meeting.
Yeah.
You call the committee together. It's like breaking news from Schefter. The MVP committee is getting together on Wednesday to decide if Jackson has to give the belt to Allen.
They've decided it is, in fact, a title match.
Right, exactly.
They could do it like
the GM
football.
Of it.
They could do it like college football power rankings, where it's like the strength of your victories. If you've beaten teams that are bad, it doesn't go very well for your MVP ranking. But if you've beaten like the equivalent of Alabama and you are UB, then your rankings go way up.
What would you want? Would you want that like a running, like they do this in the UFC, right? They rank them. Like the UFC just ranks them. They have, you have your belt holder and you have to beat the belt holder, but then it's subjective. But after that, what will the UFC do? Well, there's a number one contender, and then there's this guy's number two in lightweight, and this guy's number three. So you have a ranking list. You kind of know who's like right after.
Yeah, basically,
but there's a belt holder you have to beat to take it from him.
The goal of this Let's Get Stupid is to remove the MVP from some sort of voting award show and have it be much more of a, if Tyler Bass makes this 37-yard kick, your guy's the MVP.
Right. I think really what this is you just want belts in sports.
Yeah.
You want the Thanksgiving belt, right?
That's right. Definitely.
I like this one. Belt that changes hands. But see, if they had done this before, would Lamar have it right now? Or would Mahomes just have it?
That's a great question.
For 5 years.
That very possible. He could just still have it. Although right now...
Like this would not be as fun because if you had this system in the NBA, LeBron probably would have just had it for the last 20 years.
Right. That's probably true.
Which, like, hey, there's a record-breaking this and that, and when it changes hands, it'd be more rare. So actually, it might be better because LeBron's the record is the belt holder for 20 years. And then Jokic or Giannis, somebody takes it from him after 20 years. Well, it's a momentous day because we don't see this day all the time.
Right.
Once every 20 years, we might get it. McDavid has it right now. We're not going to have a new belt holder for 15 years, maybe.
803-0550. This has been Let's Get Stupid.
Oh, ESPN just put a stat up. Daniel Jones 1-12 in his career in primetime games.
I'm pretty sure the Giants' last 12 against the Cowboys is the same. It's like 11 of 12 losses to Dallas.
Okay.
And
he's 1-12 on primetime games.
Yeah. This is where the Cowboys get right. Right? Don't they all last year didn't Dallas beat them by 40? 40 to nothing?
At the opener, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, on opening like Sunday Night Football, because I remember turning the game off in like the second quarter.
Yeah, and
because it was out of hand.
Better or for worse, how different is this Dallas team? Not that different. And the Giants have Malik Nabers now. That's pretty much the difference. Like, Nabers could be a factor, I guess, if they throw him 30 passes.
Well, it might be a big game for them then because they're in turmoil right now, and this is their Dolphins. Right.
Yeah, if you can't beat the Giants, you're fired. It's right. Pretty much how it's going to go.
I think so. Like, this is the team you always roll. You always beat them. Everyone's saying that you're not right. So if you go and lose to the team that you always beat, then, I mean, McCarthy's
got to go
in real trouble. Yeah, listen to the last scores. The last two games, the Cowboys have beaten the Giants 89-17. Two games.
Yeah.
They won 49-17 and 40-0 last year, which is pretty incredible. I don't know that you said there's not a lot different about them. They, though, had two big problems that they did not fix. Stopping the run and running the ball themselves. Like, they cannot run the ball themselves right now. Their running backs stink. Next-gen stats, I saw yards over expected. They're already, like, negative 100 or something, like, as a group. And they can't... They're historically bad at stopping the run. So they're kind of a soft team, if you will.
Yeah.
And they might cook them this year. So I don't know if they are the same team. Maybe the league has figured out, like, oh, the way to beat them is you just run it down their throats and they are not going to do anything to stop you. Bills figured that out last year.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Coming up at 8:30, we'll talk with Luke Jones in Baltimore about the Ravens as we gear up for Sunday Night Football.